This is Bad Movies We Love, part of the Scheist Podcast Network.
If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
Hello, bad movie lovers, and welcome to Bad Movies We Love. I am your host, Nick Scheist,
the master of the stupid stuff.
As we continue our celebration of Women's Month, we are gathered here today for a special Spice World bonus supplement. My friend Bethany from Aliens on Fire is back because her love for the Spice Girls runs so deep and so true that she wanted to make sure that she got a chance to share her thoughts and her feelings with me and with you as the audience. So if you had fun with me and Tara talking about Spice World in the full episode, enjoy this stripped down acoustic set of Bad Movies We Love where my microphone was not properly working with the software that I decided to use for the first time. But technical snafus aside, we still had a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy it. Well, I am joined for a special supplemental episode kind of here of Bad Movies We Love. Bethany Summersizzle's in the house to talk about Spice World.
Yes, I am.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me for this little snippet. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. I know you were very excited about this movie, and yeah. I know that you love this movie, and we didn't get a chance to sort of like fully collaborate to talk about this, but I wanted you to give the opportunity, or I wanted to give you the opportunity to come on and to just chat a little bit about why you love it. And so I guess first I just want to know, like, when did you first see Spice Girls? Was this like you were big into them, like when they first came out, and like this movie was just part of that entire craze at the time?
So, funny enough, some people would consider me a poser because I got introduced to the Spice Girls from Spice World. Now, obviously, the Spice Girls, they had a very brief Spice Mania sort of moment. Very brief because I think it was like 2 years, maybe even a little bit less. But they were popular before Spice World, hence why they wanted to make Spice World. So I didn't really know anything about the Spice Girls, and I saw Spice World with my friend, and I was obsessed, and I had to know everything about them. And I was a little kid at the time, but I created like a Spice Girl group. We were called the New Spice Girls because somehow I predicted they were going to break up. But I was very confident and saying that we were the New Spice Girls. And so all of us, I would switch between Sporty and Baby, and sometimes I would be some of the others. But anyways, had a little group. Learned all the lyrics. Some of them I definitely shouldn't have been saying at my age at the time. So that's how I was like introduced to the Spice Girls. And so as most kids, you know, we get into other things. I started getting into boy bands like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and stuff like that. I'm never going to say that I lost interest in the Spice Girls, but I got into other things, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, whatever. This is going to sound crazy, but we skip years later. I mean, they've always been a part of my life. I've always listened to their music, always been a fan, but now I'm in this relationship with, this guy, and he knew about the Spice Girls, But I'm introducing him to like their music videos and their music and stuff like that because I'm having a really bad night and I just need to like have some nostalgia in my life. And he's like, oh, yeah, Sporty Spice was always my favorite. And I'm like, that was my favorite. That's actually who I was in my group when I had the Spice Girl group, the new Spice Girls and whatever. And so me and Rick, my fiance, we started really getting into Sporty Spice, Melanie C, her life, and she's the only one that's making music right now. So she's still touring around and stuff. And we have been following her all over the world. And when I say all over the world, I mean Vegas, New York, the UK, Spain. We're about to see her in Berlin. We've seen her multiple times in the UK. We were at her 50th birthday party. It just crazy, right? Like this went from being like a little kid below the age of 10, really obsessed with the Spice Girls, to now I'm in my 30s, and yeah, we're just keeping the spice alive. I guess that was a very drawn out way of explaining my fandom, I guess.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say you're a poser because you sort of came to them at the time the movie came out. Like you said, there was a very sort of like sharp and steep curve for them, like as a group, where they hadn't even released the second album at the time that the movie was getting produced, and they were working on the second
during
album.
The movie. Yeah, you know that, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like they were like 10 albums deep and then all of a sudden had a movie and like you didn't know any of the previous 10 albums. Like you didn't even have time to know any of that stuff. But, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, your favorite was Sporty. Obviously, you're in costume today. Like you dressed up for this. I appreciate that. And you even, you know, I had seen your video of I think you're celebrating her single that came out at the time.
Yeah.
Or her new album.
Yeah. She has a new album coming out called Sweat because it's sporty related. It's workout related, obviously. It's coming out in May. And yeah, there was a little sweat challenge. So the songs, the main song is called Sweat. And she ended up reposting my video, which, you know, she did for like a few others as well. It wasn't just me, but that was like an honor because there were a lot of people posting the video at the time. And I and one of my friends just messaged me and was just like, hey, Melanie just reposted your video and it's on her stories. And I think that video has close to like 30,000 views now. Because she like reposted it or whatever. It was so, I mean, as a fan, as a massive fan, I was, yeah, I was speechless. But yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, to continue to like follow her career beyond sort of when the band broke up, I know there was also like a reunion tour for Spice Girls. Did you go to that?
I didn't. So this has been, you know, without getting into a lot of details, this has been the only opportunity I've had a chance to see. I haven't seen the Spice Girls, but this has been my only opportunity to see even one Spice Girl in person. So I know about the reunions, you know, there were a couple of them, besides the, Super Bowl or whatever, like that was obviously like the thing, but like an actual show, there was a couple of reunions and, the one, I think you're talking about the 2019. one or 2007.
Yeah, I think 2007 was like the first one. I remember when
all of them were together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I really wish that I could have seen them. And I'm still holding out hope. I'm one of those people that believe they are going to get back together and do something, you know, even if it's just a few songs together. I think all five of them are going to do something together, and I can't wait, and we will be there.
Would you settle for a sequel to the movie if that's what they decide to do?
Oh my gosh. We were just talking about this. Me and Rick were just talking about this. Yes, I would be okay with a sequel. However, at the moment, it seems like a couple of the Spice Girls may not be that committed to it. And the last thing that I want is to see a project where not all of the artists involved are totally in it. Like, yeah, not mentioning names, but there's a couple that they're kind of doing their own thing, and I'm happy for them. You know, everybody should be doing what makes them happy, but you know, I would like it if they were all totally down for it. But if they're not, and if it was just like, let's just do this to please the fans and whatever, I don't want to see something like that. I really don't, personally.
Yeah, you want their hearts to be in it.
Yeah. I mean, you can see in Spice World, they're just having like a blast, you know, like they're having fun.
Yeah. And, you know, so Spice World was a movie that I saw. My sisters were, of course, Spice Girls fans, so not really like a surprise that I would have seen it. I don't know that I understood the movie enough at the time. I mean, this is 1996, right? 95, maybe. So. Right?
Was it 97? I'm going to be really embarrassed.
97. No, you're right. Look at that. It's literally in my notes and I didn't even read it. So
no, that's fine.
It's at a time where like I was sort of beginning to really get into like movies, but Spice World was never one that I was going to like pick probably myself. And then having gone back and watched it, I mean, I think the movie really does a lot of like really kind of interesting stuff for the genre that it wants to participate in. It's a lot more self-aware than I think people gave it credit for initially. It's obviously a lot of fun and they're all having a lot of fun. I mean, it has a lot of moments where it's maybe not necessarily like breaking the fourth wall, but clearly understanding the fact that like they're having fun kind of making fun of themselves, and like,
yeah,
the fact that hey, we made one album, now we're making a movie, like this is insane, let's just have fun with the fact that we get to do this. And I mean, there's a point where they all like sort of dress up as one another during like a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. On the interior of their bus, they each have like a section that is sort of like dedicated to their persona that has been crafted. So there's like an exercise bike wherever Sporty Spice goes.
Yeah.
We get like a fake origin story for them about like them living in a bakery or something and forming the band. So there's just like, there's a lot of like really crazy stuff happening. You took a guy that played James Bond and you like put him in the background as this sort of like Charlie's Angels figure. Mm-hmm. You have a great actor in Richard E. Grant who plays their manager and like took the role for money, but ultimately comes back during the reunion and introduces them. And I mean, like, the cast is amazing. You have a lot of like really sort of well-known musicians in the film, like Elvis Costello. You have Meatloaf, you have Elton John, who's friends with the Spice Girls. Mm-hmm. In real life. So it's just kind of nuts to think that they kind of had like this star that burned like really bright and really short. But in that time, like, everybody was swept up in, like, Spice Girls mania. So can you, like, think back to that time of like Spice Girls mania and like what it was like for you at that point in your life?
So, I remember, so I feel like I kind of got sort of on the end of it. So I remember the merchandise, like that was like a big thing. And obviously they were way bigger and more promoted in the UK than they were in the States, but we still had our Spice Mania, I think. There was Claire's had these necklaces with, you know, baby, sporty, ginger. You could get like necklaces. The merchandise was everywhere. And yeah, just like on TV, you know, I would yell at my mom to come in, and I don't care if that's my dance recital, put a videotape in there because there's a new or what I thought was a new Spice Girls music video. We have to record it. Like we have to, you know, I feel like because I got into it a little bit later, I kind of got like the end of the Spice Mania. So maybe not as much, because I believe that when I finally saw Spice World, Jerry had already left. So her merch was rare. Like if you found, which I wish I had them now. Well, I do have one Ginger Spice doll, but I wish I had all of them because they're so rare. But yeah, so I feel like my experience with Spice Mania was kind of lackluster in comparison to maybe somebody that was there at the very beginning. You know, like when Wannabe first came out, like I don't remember because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, it was sort of like I was absorbing it like via osmosis because like it was in my house. And like I would hear it in the car, and like I think all my sisters had this CD so that they didn't have to like share one CD,
right?
So I was always like around it, and I think it's hard to quantify for people now like how massively popular the Spice Girls were at the time, and I'm trying to think of something like now that is that popular, and I don't know that I can. Like, what would you say, like, that is a good point of comparison?
Well, it's really hard to compare exactly, right? Because as far as a group goes, yeah. I mean, I can't compare besides maybe a K-pop group or something like that, which I am totally not into. So that I couldn't tell you a K-pop group to save my life. But there's like a, you know, a really big fan base around Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter. I think that, you know, anytime people are dressing like the person that's singing, and they're, it goes beyond the music, right? So I think that that's why the Spice Girls were so popular, because everybody could choose their Spice Girl and they could dress up and identify with that girl. And they all had a different way of singing. Now, once again, I can't really compare that to a group now because I'm probably not familiar. I don't like a lot of new music now, so that, yeah. But anybody that you can kind of, you know, dress like, act like, whatever, you identify with them, they get you through a really hard time. I mean, the only big pop stars I can think of now, Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor Swift, Dua Lipa. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that many right now, to be honest. I've always, kind of stayed within a certain realm of music. I will sometimes venture into new music, but, yeah.
No, that's fair. Really, no, I think you made a good point, though, about sort of like the individualized personalities being a key component to what like helped them be appealing, because if you didn't see yourself in one of them, like you could see yourself in one of the others. And I mean, you obviously associated most strongly with Sporty. And I'm curious, like, and I know you mentioned that she's your favorite. Was there a reason that she stood out to you, like, as your favorite? Like, were you into athletics as a kid? Was it her style?
Can I be honest with you? And I do not care if it's in the video. I had my, well, it started a little bit before that, I think. But I had kind of an awakening when I saw her on screen for the first time, and I had a huge crush on her. Like, I was like, wow, I like girls too. And I'm really young, and I probably shouldn't know anything about this, but I had a huge crush on her. And once again, maybe this makes me a poser, but it made me want to get more into athletic stuff. I've always been a girly girl. I mean, you can look through my social media. I am totally a girly girl. And that's why Baby Spice is my very close second favorite. Like, she's, you know, like, I love her as well. But I, to this day, have a huge crush on her, and my fiance does too. So that totally worked out. But it's so funny.
That's convenient.
We just went on living her life, and we're just like objectifying her. That's fine. No. Do you see this big like cardboard cutout of her? So he got that for one of my birthdays. Like just this life-size cutout of her. Whatever. I was awesome. Like, yeah, make me look even weirder than I do. But anyways, and I have some of her clothes down here as well. I don't even know if we're going to get to that, but they're actually were owned by her. But anyways.
No, that is cool. And I mean, how often do you have the chance to like even bid on something like that? And so, yeah, I mean, that's really cool that you were able to do that. I'm glad the money went to a good cause as well. I'm glad that she worked with a charity to do something like that.
Yeah, it was for homelessness. So it went to a really good cause. And it actually was on the same day that we were there for her 50th birthday party celebration. And I was in the hotel room and I was like clicking a mile a minute on eBay trying to like get this. And I was just like, blah, 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 you know, and it finally like went through. Yeah.
Okay, so I gotta know, how did you get to her 50th birthday party?
So how did that come about? I made it sound very exclusive, didn't I? So it was a show. It was a show.
Okay.
But here's the thing: the tickets sold out in seconds, like seconds, and we did not immediately get the tickets. We just happened to see somebody online that wasn't able to make it. And we saw this like later on. I mean, they sold, like I said, they sold out in seconds. So it was crazy. But it was a very intimate crowd of people. And actually, Emma, Baby Spice, was there. And they performed together. So it was almost like a little bit of a Spice Girl reunion. So it was a very special situation. And Melanie is a DJ as well. So she DJed for her own birthday party. And I thought that was pretty cool. She and Scary Spice's daughter DJed as well. It was just really fucking awesome, dude. And we stayed at the St. Pancras where they filmed Wannabe, if you remember the famous stairs. So we stayed there. And of course, I had to reenact the Wannabe dance on the stairs and whatever. Anyways, yeah.
As one does. When in Rome, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
And this is a picture of her pointing at me at one of her DJ sets. I don't know if you can see.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. I mean, since then, since the she reposted my video and everything, you know, we've been going to her. Well, we've been going to her shows for a while. But yeah, we try to like stand out a little bit. So I wore I wore the exact outfit that she wore in her Sweat music video. And she pointed at me. She was laughing as I was wearing it. She was actually just like laughing her ass off. She was just like, oh my God, you're wearing the same outfit. So I like getting little like points and stuff. Like, I mean, you know, it's just like fun when you're a big fan.
No, that's cool. I know you do sort of like very festive things. I know you're sort of like in the Twin Peaks area, sort of, you know, recreating those photos. I've seen pictures of your meet and greets at some of like the conventions and stuff. Have you actually met Sporty in person? Like, have you actually gotten to like touch her in the flesh?
Okay, so I did get to meet her. It was at a sauna rave, if you can imagine that. So it was a rave inside a sauna that fits 90 people. So once again, Whoa. We had tickets really quick. And we were all in the sauna in our skivvies, and she's DJ. And the only good thing was it was in New York and it was freezing. So when you went outside, you were like, oh, God. We went outside. We, as in everybody that was at the rave, went outside afterwards. And my fiance was like, there's this really big car over here. I think that that's probably hers. Let's just like chill here. And I was like, are you sure? Like, she probably left out the back or something like that. Cause you're not expecting it to be in the front. Like, maybe she like left out the back. And I'm glad that we stayed, because she came outside and oh my God, I was like, I don't even know what to say. And it doesn't even matter. I just have to get a picture with her really fast. So, you know, there's obviously some other people. I accidentally cut in front of somebody, had to apologize and back up. There was a security guard that was pushing her through, like, hurry up, like, you know, don't bother with these people and whatever. But she's so sweet. And yes, I got in there and it was just a few seconds, but I can't tell you how magical that was getting to have a picture with her. And all I could like muster was, you appreciated the bodysuit, because she pointed it out her set. I said, oh, you appreciated the bodysuit. And she said, yeah, you look amazing. And I took that and I ran with it, and the rest is history. I'm hoping to meet her again. I have a keychain I want to give to her, actually, because it has one of her favorite quotes on it. So I just want to give that to her sometime, but I didn't have it at the moment. And I didn't want to bother her. Like, she was just like, you know, you never want to bother anybody when they just finished performing in a sauna. And it's like, they just want to get home. I mean, she performed for almost 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. And she was just jumping around. She's 52 years old, and she is just like jumping all over the place. I mean, what an inspiration, you know? Like, I'm in my 30s and I look to her as such an inspiration, because I'm like, we can all just be fit and healthy. And I mean, we're all going to age, but that doesn't mean we have to be feeble and walking around with a cane. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's something to be said for that, in the sense that, you know, the Spice Girls were a lot about empowerment, right? You know, that was like their brand. It was like girl power. And I think sort of part of what comes with that is like the reality that, yes, you are going to age at some point. And to be able to do that in a way where like you still sort of pursue your passions, anytime that we can get that, I think it's probably a good thing to take advantage of.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to bring us home specifically with the Spice World movie itself. So I want you to just take a moment, take a breath. And when you close your eyes and you like see Spice World in your head, when you think back on what the movie was and what it meant to you, if you could then translate that to somebody who hasn't seen it, like what are the things that you want somebody else to hopefully take away from Spice World?
This isn't the answer, but I was preparing to talk about why some people might think that it's so bad.
You can do that too. So
I'm like trying to now think about all, which obviously, like, I don't think it's bad, but I can see why other people do think it's bad, kind of like with the Wigger Man. But
when you feel Spice World in your soul and you like can feel all the good things that like you feel about it, all the wonderful things that it's brought to your life, like what are the things that you would want somebody else to take away from the film that's maybe watching it for the first time? Like what are all those important things to you?
So we have five very hardworking young women that while in the movie, their lives are a little bit exaggerated. We get to see them stopping at nothing, like to make their dreams come true, which is in the movie performing at this show, right? Now, we do have a little bit of a hiccup in the middle of the movie, but it's like, you know, there's aliens, there's this boss that's like driving them crazy, which was actually, kind of based off their real life experience with their boss at the time. But friendship is, you know, holding them together, and oh my gosh, this is really hard. Sorry.
It's okay.
Why is it always like the simplest questions are the hardest to answer? It's like I could probably talk about why people think that it's so bad before I can talk about why somebody should watch it. Because obviously if somebody's not a Spice Girls fan, they're going to go into it and they're going to be like, you know, like, have I watched it with somebody that's not a Spice Girls fan? I'm trying to think. Because I've introduced this movie to a lot of people. Oh, actually, I mean, I did watch it. Obviously, in our video, I watched it with Timmy, and he did not like it at all. But I'm trying to think of why I would encourage somebody to watch it.
Well, if it helps to reframe it, like, what does Spice World like mean to you as a fan?
So, yeah, when we first, when we did that Spice Girl video, we had to do it a second time because the first time we did it, I actually started crying. And I'm not going to do that now, but I actually, like, because I couldn't find the words. Like, he was like, why is Melanie C so important to you, and why do you think she's such a good singer and whatever? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, like, she's hot and she's a really good singer. But if I'm supposed to like put it into, like, I mean, the Spice Girls are like really pretty and they're individuals, like their individuality and things like that. Let's see. Maybe I'm coming up with something. I think that anybody, whether they are a fan of the Spice Girls or not, they can have a good time with this movie. Because even if you're not a fan of the Spice Girls, there's all these different characters that you can get into. And it's kind of like a roller coaster. It's just a really fun ride. And don't take it too seriously.
Definitely.
You get to learn who the Spice Girls are. And especially if you're not familiar with them, this movie will give you sort of an exaggerated look at each individual girl and what their names stand for and everything. For women, I think that obviously the girl power is very important. And the fact that they worked their asses off through this movie and created the Spice World album while they were filming the movie, I think that that's like really amazing that they were able to do that. And they didn't really get a break throughout their entire Spice Mania, and yet they gave us so much. So yeah, why not see a movie about them, even if it's silly? I mean, the movie does not take itself very seriously. It's whatever, you know, there's all these like crazy random situations that happen, which is why I think some people thought it was a really bad movie. They were like, oh, they're bad actors. Okay, well, no shit, they're singers, but they actually did a pretty good job. There's all these wild situations that happen, but they stick together. And at the very end of the movie, they do what has to be done. They make it to their show and they perform and everyone's happy. And we're happy at the end. And they even say hello to us at the end of the movie. I mean, they're so invested and aware of their fan base. They're very, they want to make us happy. And I feel like throughout the whole movie, it's just, you know, they're being themselves. They're just being silly. And it's just a fun movie to go into. Don't take it too seriously. Yeah. No, I don't know. Is there something else I should say that maybe a little bit more structured that I should say?
I mean, I think you said it well, in the sense that this is a movie that, you know, it has so much fun doing what it's doing. The fact that it's, I'd say it's like meta before meta commentary sort of became a thing, because it is telling their story. So it's like part biopic, part musical, part meta comedy. It's a lot more complicated of a film than I think the sort of silliness allows people to necessarily believe. But, you know, they talk about their relationship with their manager, their relationship with their friends, their relationship with each other, their relationship with the label, the pressures of having to perform in a timely fashion, and like prioritizing that at that point in their career. And so like there's a lot actually that the movie is saying about like what it means to be the Spice Girls at that point in time, which I found to be a lot more interesting than I thought the movie was the first time I saw it.
So you were talking about friendship and things like that. I think that a really cool, slightly exaggerated part of the movie is their friendship with Nicola. They know that they have to make it to the show and everything, but their friend's having a baby. They want to make sure she's okay. They want to make sure. And at the end of the day, you're thinking, okay, well, you have a job to do and you're going to like let down all these people. But what I think they were trying to prove in the movie is that, you know, friendship never ends. That is the most important thing. And I think they even kind of bring that up, you know, like this is our best friend. So, yeah, we may be letting down the world, but this is our friend, whoever this lady is, because she does not signify any person in their life. But, you know, I think that that's cool. And the fact that they still make it to the show somehow. I mean, that they get dressed and in a different outfit and whatever. But also just like, oh my gosh, like how can somebody not appreciate the ridiculousness of this movie. Like, they jumped the freaking bridge with the bus. And you can see I have the bus here. And it did not make the jump, as you can see. So there's that. But, you know, they jump the bridge. They make it to the show. And, yeah, everything just kind of works out. So it's like this fantasy yeah. version.
Yeah, I think that's what made it most interesting to me this time, is that, like, the central thesis of the movie is, like, you have these women all grappling with all these different, like, levels of responsibility. And it's like, how do you have, like, a functioning sort of life given all of those pressures? And the thing that keeps them together is, like, no, friendship is going to be the sort of, like, the core of who we are. And then we're going to use that to govern everything else. And it, like, it is possible to sort of have everything, but it is also a lot of work, and there's a lot of stuff going on. So, it was really... It was really a fun rewatch for me that I didn't expect.
I think I brought this up too. You're going to be chopping this up so much, but I'm just trying to, like, add on to why you said people should watch it. I think I might have said something similar to this, but, like, if you're not familiar with the Spice Girls, you're going to be familiar with them from this movie, because you can't help it, because they're parodying themselves throughout the entire movie. Like, Sporty's constantly on her exercise bike. Posh is in the mirror trying on her little Gucci dress. I mean, you're going to know them by the end of the movie, whether you like it or not.
I mean, I think that's well said. And I think they embody that spirit in the movie, where it's like, I think they're kind of aware that they've risen so fast that they've expanded, like, far beyond the reach of just the people who listen to their music. And so in making the movie, they're aware that they're going to be introducing themselves to people for the first time. And so, like, all of that, like, awareness of who they are and what they're doing and how they're doing it seem to be so much more adept and well executed than I would have given it credit for the first time I watched it. And really, had I had no experience with the movie, I still don't know if I could watch it the first time and pick that stuff up, because there is so much stuff going on. But I mean, look, this is the second conversation that I've had about this movie and all of the sort of wonderful things that it does. And, you know, I think in terms of the sort of bad movies we love spirit, it is a movie that people don't like, but the people that do like it really like it a lot and are huge Spice Girls fans. So I think you're probably in good company. I'm glad that we were able to make this work and that you're able to join me for this supplement. And is there anything else that you wanted to, like, say before we wrap up?
I always find it really interesting, whether you like the movie or the Spice Girls, who's your favorite if you had to choose?
That's a good question. I think I always liked Jerry, probably. Okay. I don't even know why. I think she kind of, like, she had a fieriness to her, but she wasn't quite, like, Scary Spice. So she's like, I don't know. She was kind of, like, intense. I mean, yeah, I think so.
Did you know how she got her blonde streaks?
I don't.
She was inspired by Sporty Spice, Melanie C, when they first started living together in 1994. And Melanie had the blonde streaks. And so she ended up getting it, and she got inspired by that. I just thought that was interesting. But no, they're all so great, right? Like, they're all really fun.
Yeah. And I think anybody that watches this movie, like, if you can just, like, park your expectations at the door and understand that, like, this is a movie where, like, the sort of, like, surprisingly most popular band in the world got to make a movie with, like, a blank check, basically. I don't know what people would expect otherwise, but it's a lot of fun.
Well,
it's been fun chatting with you.
I was going to say, I had so much fun with you. Thank you for bring me on just to talk about one of my favorite movies and one of my favorite bands. And yeah.
You are most welcome. And I will make sure that I include, of course, links to your Spice Girls video.
Yeah.
On your YouTube page at Aliens on Fire. And so that way, like, if you're really in the mood for more Spice Girls, there's more of it out there and you can find it. But thank you, Bethany. This was great.
All right. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate you.
Thanks to Bethany for coming and hanging out to talk Spice World once again and for sharing her Spice Girls lore with us. It's never a bad day talking bad movies here at the show, and hopefully after listening to potentially two different episodes on Spice World, you might be willing to go back, give it a second look, give it a reappraisal. Or maybe if you've never seen it before, maybe you're willing to take a chance on it now that you weren't before. Bethany's got a really fun show called Aliens on Fire over on YouTube, and she did an entire Spice World themed episode as well, so I would recommend checking that out. The links for that are going to be up in the show notes for you. Coming up during the rest of March, we've still got Charlie's Angels, Josie and the Pussycats, First Wives Club, and The Craft. So like I said, it's going to be an awesome month. If you want to spend even more time together, please consider becoming a contributing member to the Resistance Frontlines at badmovieswelove.captivate.fm/support. You will get access to all of the exclusive episodes of Vimon Sci-Fi-Con, Rom-Comathon, and Bad Movie Futures. You'll get an invite to the Discord server. You'll get automatic entry into all of our giveaways. And you get a free welcome gift with your sign-up. Pretty good for $5. So check the show notes for sign-up details. I know time is valuable, so thank you for spending your time listening to Bad Movies We Love. I also want to take a moment to say thank you to my incredible wife, Kristen, who, without her, none of this would really be possible. So thanks, babe. And you will be hearing from her when we talk about First Wives Club. Until next time, stay safe, be good, do good, watch movies. Take care, everybody.